This is Bikiya's recording for Tainus Daf Gimel Amid Beis. So we're picking it up from the end of the fourth line where it is Ruchos. Ruchos Menolan Delo Me'atzer. So we previously said that Tal and Ruchos never stopped, and that's why the Chacham were not Mechayiv you to mention them. But if you do mention them, it's a good thing if you want to. So Ruchos Menolan Delo Me'atzer. How do we know that Ruchos never stops? Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Damar Kra, Kika Arba Ruchos Hashemayim Perasti Eschem U'mashem. So Hashem says in the Navi Zechariah, I have spread you out like the four ruchos Hashemayim, four directions of the earth, but I use the lashon ruach, like winds. So says Hashem, Ma'ika Amalahu. What was Hashem saying to them? Ilayim ha'chikam ruach kadosh baruch hu Israel. This is what Hashem said to the Jews. Dibidartinchu, sorry. Ba'arba ruchei da'alma, lashon dira, they're going to live in the four different corners of the globe, or the four different directions of the world. Ihachi ki'arba. So if I'm going to spread you out like the four corners, what do you mean? Bi'arba meboile. Should have said to the four corners, or in the four corners of the globe. Elohachi kamar. Rather, this is what it means to say. Kishem she'yef sh'liolam b'lo ruchos kach yef sh'liolam b'Yisrael. Meaning, I'm going to spread you out. Why? So you can't be destroyed. Just like the Arba Ruchos, just like the world needs the winds, meaning just like the world needs the winds, it needs you, and therefore I'm going to spread you out across the world. You're going to be like the winds. Amar Rab Chanina Hilkach, Bimos HaChama, Amar Mashiv Arachein Machzirna. So if it's during the sunny season, meaning the spring and the summer, if you say the words Mashiv Aruach, you don't have to repeat it. Amar Mored HaGeshem Machzirna. So, but if you say Mored HaGeshem, then you have to repeat the Shmona Esrei because it's inappropriate. It's never inappropriate to mention Ruach, but it is inappropriate to mention Geshem. Bimos HaGeshamim, and if it's the rainy season, lo Amar Mashiv HaRuach in Machzirna. So if you don't say Mashiv HaRuach, again, you don't get corrected, because even if you just say the words Mored HaGeshem without Mashiv HaRuach, Mored HaGeshem, it's okay because it never stops, and therefore you're not chayiv to mention the Ruach. But if you don't say Mored HaGeshem during the rainy season, then you have to repeat the Shmona Esrei. The Lo'oda, not only that, Elafilo Amar Ma'avir HaRuach HaMafriya Chatal Ein Machzirin Oso. Even if you say the wrong thing, which is that Hashem removes the Ruach and He takes away the Tal, He makes the Tal fly away, you don't have to repeat the Shmona Esrei. Even though what you're saying is wrong, Hashem takes away the wind in the Tal, still, you don't repeat the Shmona Esrei because it's not a mandatory part of Shmona Esrei, and therefore can't kill the Shmona Esrei when done negatively. Tana, and now we have another brisa. When it comes to clouds and it comes to winds, the Chacham were not mechayev you to mention them. If you want to mention them, you can. My time, because they never cease to exist. V'lo me'atzrei frek de gemara. Wait a second, they never stop. Right. We know from Kriya Shema, it says, V'atzar es Hashemayim l'yem matar. It's going to stop the heavens, it's not going to be rain. So what does it mean, V'atzar es Hashemayim? I'm going to stop the heavens. So if it means they're not going to rain, so then, okay. So it says it's not going to rain. So what? So it's saying, no, V'atzar es Hashemayim min ha'avim u'min ha'ruchos. I'm going to stop the heavens from the clouds and the winds. Ata omer min ha'avim min ha'ruchos. Maybe you think it means from the clouds and the winds. Maybe it just means it won't rain. No, because you omer, the rest of the pasuk says, "V'lo yematar, it's not going to rain. Hare matar amur." That's talking about rain. Hamani mekayim v'atzar shemayim. So why do I have to also say I'm going to stop the heavens? Min ha'avim min ha'ruchos. So I'm going to stop the heavens from the clouds and the rain and the winds. Kasha ruchos ha'ruchos, kasha av ma'av. So it's a kasha regarding. The one brisa says there can never the ruach will never stop, and one says it will. One says the clouds will never stop, and one says it will. Avim lo kasha. It's not a kasha about clouds. Ha b'charfe, ha b'afle. It's talking about two different types of clouds. One is the charfe, and one is the afle. The charfe, Rashi explains, are the clouds that come before it rains. Those never stop. However, the ones that come ba'afle, those who come after it rains, and as we'll see later on in the Gemara, those are considered secondary to the rain. They add, they help the situation after the rain is over to make the rain even more effective. Those can be stopped, and they are stopped if we do sins, and the Kriya Shema tells us that those will not happen. And ruchas aruchos lo kash. It's also not a question when it comes to winds, right? Habruch mitsuya, habruch sheina mitsuya, right? One is talking about a standard wind that will never stop, and one is talking about a stronger wind which would stop. Ruch sheina mitsuya. What's the point of the stronger winds? Chazi lebeidari, right? So he says it's helpful for what? It's helpful for those who want to do threshing. I don't know if you know what threshing is. Basically, when they wanted to separate the wheat from the chaff, they would throw it up in the air. That's Zorah on Shabbos, one of the 39 malachos, throw it up in the air, and the wind would blow away. If there's a strong wind, it will blow away the chaff, and the wheat kernels, which are heavier, will remain, and it's a great way to separate. So we say, no, efshar binaf vusa. So that is not necessary, right? You can sift it. You don't have to use the wind if you don't want to. And therefore, ruach ben she'ena mitzuya, although it's very helpful, it's not necessary, and therefore it can be stopped, because you can sift it other ways. Fine. Tana, we learn in Braisa, Avim Ruchos Shnios Lamatar. Avim and Ruchos, clouds and winds, are secondary to rain, meaning they help out. Rashi says they help almost as much as the rain itself. Heichidami, how is this? So, Amar Ula Vitem Rabbi Yehuda de Basar Mitra. It's talking about when it comes after the rain, not just Stam, if it, you know, have some clouds that day, have some wind that day. It's if it rains, then if there's wind and clouds, it's very helpful to help the rain be as effective as possible. Lemeimra, Demal, you see, we really consider this something good, v'haksiv, but doesn't it say in the Pasuk, when we're talking about the curses of the Tochacha, Yitain Hashem es matar etzacha avak ve'afar. Hashem will make the rain upon your land like dust and dirt. So, v'amar Ula, and Ula explain, it says further, v'itema Rabbi Huda, right, and some say it's really Rabbi Huda said it, Zika de Basar Mitra. This is referring to the winds that come following the rain. So you see, winds that follow the rain are not a good thing. Clouds that follow the rain are not necessarily a good thing. Why? Rashi explains, because the wind will kick up dirt, and then now that the plants and everything is wet, the dirt will stick to the plants and ruin any positive effects that the rain may have had. This is low kasha. He answers up, it's not a kasha. Hada asa nicha, hada asa razia. One is talking about when it comes down pleasantly and nice rain. One is talking about when it's pouring hard with great koach. Hada mala avak, hada lo mala avak. And one, therefore, one of them will kick up a lot of dirt, and one will not kick up any dust or dirt, and will not be a problem. Vam Rav Yehuda, and Rav Yehuda says further, Zika de basar mitra kimitra, Eva de basar mitra kimitra, Shimsha de basar mitra kitre mitre. So we have three different weather patterns that we're talking about over here. The wind that follows the rain is like it's as good as the rain, meaning it's like now you've really gotten the full toelis out of your rain. Similarly, the clouds that are after the rain, they also are like a secondary rain. They're very good. And Shimsha de Basar Mitra, if it's the sun that shines after the rain in such a way that's helpful, Kitre Mitre, that gives you as much of a benefit as if it had rained twice. Lema'ute Mai, what is that coming to exclude? Lema'ute Gilhi de Lilia, that's talking about, I think it's talking about like lightning storms at night. Vishimsha de Bene Karche, or sun that sort of peeks out from between the clouds or the mountaintops and really doesn't really affect you in any way. Amar Rava. Mali tilga l'ture kishchamisha mitre la'ara. Right? If it snows on the mountaintops, that's as good as if it rains five times on the ground. Meaning the mountains don't benefit a great deal from rain because, Rashi explains, because all the rain just flows off of the mountain, doesn't get that absorbed into the mountains. But when it snows, number one, the snow sticks to the mountaintop and the mountain is able to absorb the moisture. And number two, because the snow won't melt as quickly because the higher elevation keeps it cold, especially dealing in Eretz Yisrael and Bavel where there's very warm climates, so that you need the mountaintops to be a little bit cooler so that the snow could actually stick around and act and do its job in terms of hydrating the crops on the mountain. Fine, Shenemar, and we bring this out of a pasuk. I know I spoke out the logic, but the pasuk, it's all learned out from a pasuk in Eov. Ki la sheleg yomar heve eretz v'geshem matar, right? V'geshem matar v'geshem mitros uzo. So it says it's the strength of. So it's basically it's the snow is said about the land, and geshem matar v'geshem mitros uzo, right? And the geshem, and the mitros are the uz, the strength. So what are we saying over there? It's like it's as strong as five rains, because you have geshem, number one, matar, number two, geshem, number three, and mitros is plural, that's number four and five. V'amar Rava, while he's on a roll talking about snow, he says another comment about snow. Talga l'ture, so sheleg, which is snow, is good for the mountains. Mitrarazia l'ilani, strong rains are good for the trees. Mitranicha l'pere, and light rains are good for the fruits, meaning the things that grow out of the ground that are not on a tree. Orpila afilu lepartsida de tuse kola mahanyale, and orpila, which is drizzle, those even help a seed that is underneath a clump of dirt. Now on the top of Dalet Amud Aleph. So we said, what is the word orpila? So oro pile. So Rashi explains, what are we talking about over there? So he says oro pile, that it closes up the slits in the ground, the furrows in the ground. When it drizzles, it clumps up the dirt, and therefore it allows the seeds to grow. Rashi has a second shot. What it might mean is that it allows the little sprouts to come out of the seeds, and that is another version of orpila. Okay, we'll continue Bezras Hashem next time on the second line of Dalet Amud Aleph.